Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to create their own unique level of balance so they can finally experience the joy, passion, fulfillment, and success that they have been seeking in life. So in March on the podcast, we are going to be focusing on the energies that the spring season brings, that of renewal, rebirth, resurrection. This week, I want to share with you a way to give renewal to your marriage. I'm going to share through story. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar. And also, I have created a free download called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care. It's a guide to help you take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. Visit my website to download it. Now let's dive in and talk about how to reinvigorate your marriage. Girls, I just had the best weekend ever. Paul and I had 48 hours to ourselves in Las Vegas. He has a conference out there, and so we tacked on a couple of days just for fun. It has been 3 years since we traveled alone. 3 years too long. Why don't we do this more often, girls? Because it is so awesome. I came back on a total high. I felt so happy and free and positive and like giddy in love, like when we were younger and first in love, remember? And it was like all of the stressors of daily life didn't really matter that much. You know, all of those little things that maybe my husband does that sometimes irk me, like they didn't even matter. Like it just, I feel like it gave me a big picture view of like what really matters. And you know, when we can step out of our life for a minute and see what we really have, it just felt so magical and romantic. And it definitely reinvigorated us. So our plan for the weekend was mostly to wing it. We didn't want to be tied to a schedule. We did plan one show in advance, but the rest we decided to figure it out as we went. And it was wonderful. The coolest thing happened when we arrived. We were checking in and we found out that we were being upgraded to a suite. And we were like, oh, that's wonderful. Yay. So how nice. What a treat. But we had no idea what we were in for. Oh my gosh, you guys, like only in Vegas, I swear. So we were going near the elevators to take us up to our room, and there was a security guard there who needed to see our key to go upstairs. And it turns out that we had a golden key, and only people with the golden key could get up to the rooms that we were staying in. And it also allowed us to skip the lines for food and got us a private concierge. Seriously, you guys. It was so cool. Like, I have never traveled like that before. So, and we're not hugely familiar with Vegas. We've each only been there twice before. So maybe this is what's normal in Vegas, but it was not normal for us. So when we got up to our room, our jaws dropped. I mean, it was the most amazing hotel room I have ever stayed in. I've only seen rooms like this on TV. It was huge. In fact, we looked up the name of the room in the description. It was 1,800 square feet huge. And it had marble and floor-to-ceiling windows and, you know, a room with a king-size bed, an enormous bathroom, its own massage room, which we didn't even get to use. I mean, it was just amazing. And out those windows, the view was the mountains and the strip. It was so amazing. And I thought, wow, maybe we won't even leave the room. This is incredible. But we settled in and went downstairs to the restaurant for lunch, and we got outdoor seating by the pool in the sunshine. Now, this might not be a big deal for some of you out there. I don't know where you live, but here in Chicago, it has been a brutal winter, and we are so sun-deprived. So Paul and I just soaked up that sunshine and enjoyed a bottomless glass of champagne, right? Welcome to Vegas, people. This is so funny. We just loved it. We just relaxed and enjoyed the sun and the view of the pool, clear blue skies. Oh my gosh, it was so awesome. And then we went into the casino and just tried our hand at a few slots, and I won like $300, like right off the bat. And I like playing fun things. Like we play like pennies or quarters and maybe sometimes dollars, but not really. We do small stuff. Like we like the Wheel of Fortune, and one of my favorite games was Dolly Parton. She's got such a sweet talking voice, and she kept talking to me and telling me I was going to win money. So I love that. I'm like, come on, Dolly, keep on talking. Let's win. So that was so fun. And so the first night, we actually took advantage of the private concierge, just to ask him where to eat dinner. And he made us a reservation at this pretty swanky feeling Asian fusion restaurant, which was really good. And then after dinner, we went to our show at a different hotel down the strip. And then the next morning, we went down to our dining room. Like our dining area was like private for the part of the hotel that we were staying in. It was just beautiful, and it felt very romantic. We had an awesome little breakfast. And then we got ready and went over to the Venetian, because that's where the conference is that Paul was going to. And so we just toured around the space a little bit. He was wanting to show me like how huge and enormous it is and how cool it is. And so that was fun. And then after that, I wanted to go have lunch in the Venetian somewhere and walk and see, like, you know, the gondola and all of the neat sights that are inside that hotel. And we ate dinner, or lunch, I should say, at a Mexican restaurant that we got a seat like right on the river where the gondolas are going by. So that was like a dream. It was like perfect. I swear you guys, it was like this weekend was just like blessed every moment. Like it was just, everything went so good like that. Like we just were so happy. It was so amazing. And I was hoping to ride on a gondola, but I kind of forgot about it because we got distracted by an oxygen bar. Have you guys ever done that? It's kind of a crazy thing. I don't know if you, they were popular, I guess, back in the 1990s and early 2000s. But anyway, we tried it. We've never done it before. Well, actually, Paul did, but I hadn't. So that was really fun. And it was kind of cool. Like, I guess the benefit is that, like, it gives you, like, energy and stuff like that. So whatever. It was cool. We did it, and it was fun. And then we just spent some time roaming around. You know, I love just looking at, like, the beautiful hotel lobbies and all of that, the shops with, like, the all the blinged-up shoes and clothes and everything. Like, it's just really a sight to see that we don't get to see every day. So, and for the evening, we just went back to our room and got ready to go out to dinner. And we actually picked another Asian restaurant this night. It's kind of funny. Our kids don't really care for Asian food as much as we do. So I guess we took advantage of it. I don't know. But it was really good. We had really good dinners. And I wanted to tell you guys something hilarious that totally shows our age. We went to one of the hotel's nightclubs. It's actually kind of a well-known one where well-known artists come to play, I guess. And we were just, we knew we were early, but we just wanted to see, you know, like how this rolls. But we were like way early. It was like 8 or 8:30 maybe after dinner when we went. And we found out the club doesn't even open until 10 o'clock at night. And that the main entertainment doesn't go on stage until 1 a.m. I'm like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me with that? Like, I mean, I really wanted to just check it out, you know, and see how it was, but not at the cost of no sleep, because my flight was leaving next morning early. I was going to have to get up at 5 a.m. So I don't know. I'm not one of those stay up all night kind of a girls. I love my sleep. So, you know, this was a really short trip. It was only 48 hours. And so maybe next time I could try, if I wanted to try a club. We'll see. I don't know. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but it was just funny that we were so old. But I just wanted to share this with you guys because we had so much fun. Like we just, without responsibility, without anyone interrupting your conversations, without worrying about what anyone else is doing, we talked and we laughed and we relaxed and we explored, and it was just so wonderful. And I'm sure you can tell, like, by my voice that, like, the endorphins are still with me. And that's why I wanted to record this podcast as soon as possible afterward, so that I could share that with you and encourage you, because I want this for you and your marriage too. And I want it for your children. And so this is my encouragement for you this week, that please consider planning a weekend getaway with your husband. It will reinvigorate your marriage. And if you're thinking you can't possibly get away for a weekend, go for a week. Aha, just kidding. But please, let me persuade you to at least explore the idea and any solutions that might be available to you. Just come at it from the perspective of like discovery, you know? Talk to any of your friends that you might have, or if you have family in the area, and just to say, like, if we were to ever consider, would you be able to help, kind of a thing? And I think that you will find that more people are willing to help than you think. And I know, because there's issues, of course, childcare is like the main one I'm thinking about when I'm talking about this, but I know there's the pressures of time and money too. But if we don't do this, we're really missing out on just really working on that relationship with our husband without effort, honestly. Like, the effort will come in advance as you arrange everything, but then when you get there, it's like so fun, and it will remind you of when you were younger and dating and just not so many responsibilities, you know? And maybe there's something a little magical about it only being 48 hours. We knew that we just really had to enjoy it and take advantage of it, and it wasn't too long or too much to ask of anyone. And so maybe that could be something for you. And I'm not going to lie, it was hard to leave the kids. I was nervous about it and even kind of delayed booking a little bit, you know, like hemming and hawing a little bit. Like, I really want to do this, but it's just so much. But I did it, and I'm so glad. I'm so glad. And, you know, I was going to share with you too that what's kind of in the back of my mind is I was having a conversation with our priest one time, and I think he advises, like, you know, weekly dates with your spouse, but he also advises that spouses take a vacation alone once a year. And I love that goal. I think that's a great goal, and I would love to make that come true for my husband and myself. We've not done a good job of that over the years, but there's always room to improve. There's always time to work on something, especially when you have such a good experience like we did. I hope that my enthusiasm today has persuaded you. I hope that it's, you know, given you a little inkling, a little bug to just explore it. If you're someone who's thinking, I can't, just explore it. Just explore it. You don't have to book it right away, but see if there's help there for you. And maybe, just maybe, you could walk away from a lovely weekend or week vacation feeling reinvigorated like I am right now. So girls, that is all I have for you today. We've got to work on our marriages, and it feels so good when we do it. It makes everything better. And so I'm praying for you. I hope that you can find some time to do this for yourselves. And I'm sending you lots of love and positivity. And I'm here for you if you would like to explore improving your marriage. Reach out to me for a complimentary discovery call. We can take a look at where you're at and where you want to be and what is holding you back. And I just might have to prescribe a weekend vacation. Who knows? But there's so much that we can work on. And so I'm here for you. Reach out to me. And remember, online on my website is the ultimate guide to guilt-free self-care that can help you be your best self every day. It's on my website, and don't forget to join us in the Proverbs 31 community on Facebook. All right, girls, that's it for this week. I will talk to you next week.